Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander on a beautiful Saturday with lovely weather, and we're hoping it lasts a couple months.
The only thing that's a down is the election.
Oh. but one thing I do love is all the ads. I get so excited about seeing all those lying ads from everybody.
Well, when we talk about the election coming up, we have not really talked about it on the show at all because there's been so much on the news, there's no point in our discussing it too. But basically, people wonder, how is it going to affect the stock market? Well, let me tell you.
It's going to go up or down.
We hear all kinds of different suggestions as to what's going to happen. Just remember, what are your goals? Are they short-term, long-term? And the market does not like uncertainty, so you're going to see a lot of volatility right now. But that doesn't mean if you're invested in the big caps or the mid caps, you might find that there's going to be volatile in the price. But that doesn't mean that those companies are going under. So just take that into consideration. The election, the markets don't like uncertainty, plus the Fed is coming along and saying they're going to raise the interest rates at some point. Anytime there's any uncertainty like that, you're going to see that volatility. But look at your investments and your goals and objectives. You can't just jump every time the market moves. You better plan, what's my goals and objectives? Do I like my investments? Am I short-term? If you're short-term, then maybe you better think about being in the money markets. You're long-term, then look at your investments.
There is no perfect answer.
There is no perfect answer, but please back off, take a deep breath, vote, and then go forward.
Okay, good enough. If all the politics was like short like that, we'd all be much better off.
That's right.
So the markets just, they don't care who gets elected. They just like consistency and stability. And those factors, they don't...
That's basically mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. They don't like uncertainty because what's going to happen? Where are we going? This and that.
And then you always have the doomsday people that say, well, you know, if he or she gets elected, the whole thing's going to go right down the rat hole.
Yeah.
And they have no more clue than the next-door neighbor's dog. But boy, they're experts.
Uh-huh.
So basically, we want to get in a little discussion on it because... We have people who are asking us now.
Mm-hmm. What would you do? I don't know.
Or do I have to worry?
No. What? No.
No, there's going to be any little ups and downs. It's going to be that way. That's the way the markets work.
Just don't be reactionary.
Reactionary. Yeah. Just take a breath, step back and say, okay, I'll look at my goals and objectives. I'll look at my risk tolerance. I'll look at my investments. And look at how diversified you are and not worry about those little bumps or big bumps, but they can be very short term.
Okay, let's go on to something else.
Well, we were going to talk about some taxes. We're coming into the end of the year. Now is the time to think about your taxes. And these are some things for you to consider. And we may not get all of this done today, but now is a good time to think about your year-end planning. There's a few things that you can do and plan into your portfolio and plan into your tax picture if you sit down and really consider where you are. I'm going to mention one, and then we'll go on from there. Number one, if when you see that you would like some deductibles, okay, then one other place you can go, if you have something, a stock or a mutual fund that's down, you can go ahead and you can sell that if it's in a regular account, and that is deductible. In other words, it comes off your tax estimates because you're selling for a loss. So you are actually harvesting that. So you can deduct that from your taxes because if you actually sell for a loss, then there's a reason. And just to say, you can look at that as part of filling out your tax form.
What do you mean a regular account?
In other words, not in an IRA.
Okay, not an IRA.
If it's in an IRA or 401k, it doesn't make any difference. They don't look at the realized gain or loss in a situation like that because that's a tax-deductible account. It's a retirement account. They don't look at any tax situation until you pull money out of that. So you're looking at your regular account.
So if you have an account that's lost some money and you figure you need some tax breaks.
That's right.
You might want to sell it now before the end of the year to take that loss so that you can put it on your income tax.
That's right.
And that's what the word when you said you want to harvest that loss.
And we call it tax harvesting. It's the same thing.
Right. No, I understand. Okay.
But it does make a big difference because all at once, if the market goes down like now, people do say, oh, now I can sell. Mm-hmm. And I really, that stock, I don't like anymore. Or that company is changing the way they're doing things. Or that mutual fund has a new portfolio manager I'm not comfortable with. And the market's down, so I need some write-offs. So consequently, you can go ahead and sell, and then that can
take a loss. Okay, what else can we do, Leanne?
Well, if you have a lot of extra money.
Send it to me.
Yeah, you can gift $14,000 per person to one of your family members,
or,
like a son or a daughter,
or
charity,
or anybody.
Right, anybody.
Me.
Just anybody walking down the street.
Right.
I bet you want some, too.
Yeah, I want some,
Bob,
too, yes.
Bob will take it. I'll share, Bob. I'll tell you what. When I have all the money I get, I'll give you half.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you can declare more income.
Right.
Yes.
So which is better?
Oh. I'll take the taxes.
But you can give up to $14,000 per person. And I know several people who are more in the elderly side, and their accountant is saying, you know, why don't you go ahead and give some of that money now, gift it? Because when you do it, that does make a difference for your tax situation. You're getting it out of your estate.
Husband and wife then can give how much, Leanne?
Well,
depends. If they want to give to one person?
Oh, you could give $14,000 and I could give $14,000.
Okay.
So do you want $28,000?
Yes.
You can add that to your taxes.
Right. I'll pay the tax bill.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
I'll take it.
So you can always give money away. And that'll help your tax situation.
That's right. And one of the other places, too, you can always give to a charity. You have foundations at church. You have other foundations.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, anything like that.
You know, all of those. But you have to keep good records. And you can use that for your income tax,
tax
too.
Tax deductions. Yes.
Now, one of the things that you can do if you're 70 and a half, you can also do your required minimum distribution. You have to take money out at 70 and a half. You can take that out and transfer it directly over to a charity. So you don't have to take it into your own hands. You can actually take it out and transfer it directly to a charity. So that RMD, you are taxed on. However, when you transfer it directly over to a charity, you've given to a charity, and that kind of offsets it.
Well, it kind of washes off the gain or the tax that you're going to pay.
Right. It really does make a difference. And for a lot of people, they like giving to charity.
Did the gifting and charity amount, did that used to be a little lower?
Oh, a lot lower.
Yeah, they've been changing this.
Every year that gift, $14,000.
It's been changing.
Oh, I think it was like $6,000 when I started in the business.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Somewhere in $5,000, $6,000. Yeah, that kind of rings a bell. Remember, that's a long time ago. But it goes up, yes.
Also, there are medical deductions, and I'm not even going to go into that heavily, but I would look at what you have spent for medicine and medical situations, and there are deductions available there.
Just remember, it only applies to your adjusted gross.
That makes a difference.
So that makes a big difference. It isn't just a straight line, which it used to be, where if you had a dollar's worth of medical expense, you took a dollar's worth of deduction. You can't do that anymore. But that's part of your sitting now with your CPA or your accountant to work that number out. But it does make a big difference if you've got some quite severe medical expenses.
Now, I'm going to give some information on itemized deductions. This is something that everybody can look at carefully. And I'm just going to kind of read this because if I'm going to just give it to you, it might get screwed up. So for 2016, the standard deduction is $6,300 for single taxpayers and for married persons filing separately, and $12,600 for married couples filing jointly. If there's heads of the household, the standard deduction is $9,300. And people who have reached age 65 by year end can take an additional standard deduction of $1,250 if married, or $1,550 is not married. Now, when you're going to do that, that's going to be figured into your taxes when you sit with your CPA, and they will go over this stuff with you and what's right for you. So I'm just reading this just to give you an idea of what they're looking at here. So there's several different ways that you can consider planning for this year and going into the tax situation, because believe me, it makes a difference if you start planning a little bit early.
And keep your records, impeccable records. That's probably the most important thing, is you have to be able to prove certain things.
Oh, you do, because every once in a while we get a call from someone and said,
you're panic.
Well, what they've done is they've gotten the reports at the end of the year, and then they only send over a portion of the report to their accountant, so their accountant doesn't have all the basic information, and then all at once they have extra taxes to pay, and they'll say, how come I've got this? And I said, did you send the whole report over to your tax accountant? Well, no, I only gave him certain sheets. No. You send over the whole thing, and then you quite often will find out that they might have some money coming back. But keep your records, keep good records, and start early.
Very, very important. Any other quick items on taxes, Leanne?
No, I think this is basically covers it right now, and we'll go over this a little bit more later again to give you some other ideas and give you some actual examples. It's important that you think about it now, though, because if you leave it to the end, you're cramming, and when you cram, you forget things.
Unfortunately, we have done that more than once.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a business, I've got a business, we've got a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So our CPA loves us.
No, he doesn't love us. No, he doesn't love us. He may say it, and he likes the checks that we give him, but he doesn't love us because we're always scrambling to find everything.
Maybe. Well, they come out with more every year. They come out with more things that they want.
Uh-huh.
Because the government is saying, we want more information, we want more information, we want more information.
Yeah, more rules. And
more rules and more regulations.
There's more rules, and the rules are changing, and it makes a big difference.
Maybe some week you should do a show on how to pick an accountant. Because I remember we did a show on members of your team several months back.
And
Who your team should be in touch with at all the time. Mm-hmm. It does make a difference.
It's very important that the accountant is more, well, let's put it this way. Most taxpayers are not the best record keepers.
They're not.
And it's very important that your accountant has checklists for you, has ways to follow up on this, because if you don't, you're going to miss deductions, or you're going to get spanked by the IRS.
Or you're going to be scrambling at the end of the year.
Right, and that's terrible when you got to scramble and try to find things that you can't find.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes, when you talk to the accountant, he or she needs to be really, go ahead, Bob.
Well, just before we wrap up here, we forgot to give our numbers in the beginning of the show.
So we should do that now.
And it's your fault.
I know.
You're supposed to remind us.
I know. I'm supposed to give you a little shot.
My number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And if you don't get those, or if you're driving around, give us a call here at the radio station. We'll put you in touch with them.
Remember, we're going to have a man from Social Security come on sometime in the next month. If you've got questions, give us a call. Let us know. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.